that sugar ends up feeding the bacteria, the viruses, the cancers. It's like a food enzymes, because enzymes are like a computer code that tell your body specifically what to do with everything. It's really important that we do get that quality sleep. And again, it's a recovery system for us. It's both mental and physical recovery.
Welcome to Vitality Evolutions Podcast. Discover life-changing advice and insights from lifestyle, fitness, and nutrition experts on how to achieve a healthy, fit body and a powerful, vibrant mind. Feel stronger and live longer. Are you ready to rejuvenate your body, mind, and spirit?
Hello, everyone. I'm really happy and excited to have Adita Lang with us today. Adita is a 30-year veteran as a health educator, coach, speaker, and author of two books. One of them is A Busy Woman's Guide to Health and Happiness, and the other book is Superpowers of the Family Kitchen. So we'll hear a lot of that good stuff. And you can reach her at aditalang.com. That's aditalang.com, and on social at Adita Lang. So today we'll be talking about boosting the immune system, which is really important, especially at this current time in our lives, as we all know. So we'll have an interesting discussion on that. But with no further ado, Adita, hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Doing great over here in South Florida.
Awesome. Awesome. So why don't you give us a little bit of an intro on yourself, you know, where you're coming from, what your passion is, and maybe then an intro in regards of boosting our immune system and how we can all benefit from that.
Okay, you got it. Well, as you mentioned, I have been in this health and fitness industry for over 30 years. And during that time, a lot has transpired. It's such a fabulous industry. And I'm very grateful that I can change people's lives. But, you know, as I've grown in the industry and the more that I've learned, the more I delved into other things. I started as a biomechanics expert and resistance training expert, and then went totally into the nutrition realm. And with that, then I had two kids. And so then it was like even more how important nutrition really is, not just for a training standpoint, but also for our body and our immune system. So, you know, those things have been very passionate to me. I deal a lot with all ages and really love to try to teach people, because the one thing I have found in my experience is diets don't really work. You got to teach people about foods and the consequences of foods, and then they can make some permanent changes to their diet, which of course is going to impact their health as well. So when it comes to boosting your immune system right now, of course, we definitely need that. And I'm incredibly passionate about that, but I always have been. So, you know, one of the main things that I try to teach people is really about the sugars, because most of my clients come to me not understanding the whole sugar concept. So if I could, I'd like to share that with your listeners as well. So
yeah,
with that said, sugar is not just sugar. Yeah, it's you know, the thing is that sugar is not just sugar. It's sugar, flour, dairy, and alcohol. They all break down as a sugar. Your body treats them all the same. So with that said, we have to kind of watch these things, but because what happens, this is the easiest way I can describe this, is if I had a group of friends helping me do gardening in my garden, and we're going to call that the immune system. And all of a sudden I got boxes at my door and I asked them to leave the garden to come help me move the boxes. They left their posts, so they left the immune system unattended for a period of time. So really that's what happens when we metabolize sugars. Basically our body has to steal nutrients that are helping to fortify our immune system in order to help break down and metabolize the sugars. And once that's broken down and metabolized, then they go back to their post. So many times without even knowing it, we actually inhibit the strength of our immune system for a period of time.
Is that part of it? Let me kind of interrupt you there and ask you a question, because I always think, and some of the research that I have read about was that sugar is really actually also the nutrient that viruses and bacteria use in regards for them to grow and to multiply themselves. What's that all about?
Well, that is absolutely true too. So, you know, sugar has a lot, there's a list of things against sugar, but That is the other thing, is that sugar ends up feeding the bacteria, the viruses, the cancers. It's like a food. I always, when I deal with a lot of cancer patients, and when I deal with them, I'm always talking about sugars as like Pac-Man, and your cancer's going through trying to eat little bit of sugar that it can get. So that too is part of the challenge with all this. We do need a certain amount of sugar for brain function and to do the things that we do, glucose. But on that note, and these are totally theoretical numbers, but in theory, if I needed 10 grams in order for me to spew out this information to you and to do this interview, but all of a sudden I was eating 30, that additional 20 gets sitting in my system doing nothing and not being metabolized other than robbing my body of nutrients and feeding disease and cancers. So we want to make sure that when we basically create our food plan, we're creating it in such a manner that we're utilizing the nutrients and the sugars for very specific things, and we're not leaving extra around to start to tear down our system. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our brain only needs about 40 to 50 grams per day, and that's really not a large amount. And of course, it doesn't mean it has to be high processed sugar that will come from candies or anything like that. I mean, sugar can come from whole grain foods and all those kind of sources, of course. So let's maybe jump back into the general question on boosting immune system. And we know at this current time with the COVID-19 going around, and we really all have to watch out and be very vigilant, besides washing hands, besides taking care of, you know, personal distancing and all that stuff, how can we improve our immune system when it comes down to eating and nutrition?
Well, okay, so let's go kind of just delve back into the sugar thing for just a brief moment. So remember that I said it was sugar, flour, dairy, and alcohol. All those things are processed in one way or another, which makes that sugar even worse for us. On the flip side, if you took fruit, for example, basically right now, you guys should be all just consuming a ton of fruits and vegetables. And typically the darker, the richer the color, the more nutrients. And of course, if they're organic, even better, because that's our multivitamin. And when a fruit, for example, because some people go, oh, but fruit is sugar. Yes, absolutely. Fruit does have its amount of sugar in it, but raw fruit also has enzymes. And to me, that's what I'm in love with, the enzymes, because enzymes are like a computer code that tell your body specifically what to do with everything. And the fruit comes with its own nutrients to help it break down and digest, as opposed to a cracker that is actually robbing nutrients from us in order to break down and digest it. So at this current time, we want to really amplify all those nutrients that we are taking in, and our best bet is coming from our foods as opposed to going to the store and buying a ton of supplements.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it all comes back to the basics on eating whole, unprocessed foods, right? I mean, I always tell our listeners, you know, when you go into the supermarket, only shop the outside aisle. Don't even bother going the inside aisle, so to speak, because that's really where you find all the processed foods. It's interesting when you kind of start thinking about that.
Oh, correct.
So, and then how does food, exercise, sleep, and overall happiness all work together to strengthen our immune system? Because, I mean, you know, everything is interconnected. So how do you explain that, or how can we benefit from that understanding?
Well, absolutely. So when I teach about health, it's a combination of your food and nutrition, exercise and movement, sleep and relaxation, and happiness. And combined, they make a very healthy person. So you could see somebody at the gym that has a fierce physique, and they are very, very happy individuals, but they don't sleep and they don't eat the right foods. They don't have overall health. So, and it's kind of an interesting topic, because a lot of times I see clients all the time that go, oh, but I've been doing this because my trainer told me to, but I'm still not healthy and I still have all these issues, and I'm looking at them going, but you're not sleeping and you're really cranky. So we got to work on the whole package, and everything is interrelated. So if you just took the piece of, we'll jump from one to the other. So we've got food and we've got our good nutrition foods, but let's say we're a high stressed, cranky individual who doesn't know how to let that go. So when we have stress, anger, upsetment, our intestines actually contract inwards. So to make this really simple, on a normal basis, basically our intestines, if you think of them as a big pipe and they've got these little hairs inside, our foods shoot through those pipes and those little hairs grab the nutrients and the nutrients gets absorbed into our body and the rest goes out. Fabulous. But when we are stressed out or angry or upset or just have just a lot of tension in our bodies, those pipes basically contract slightly inward. When they contract inward, those little hairs get kind of stuck and they can't necessarily grab all that great nutrition. So you could be eating amazingly, but yet if your intestines are slightly contracted because you're not letting go of the stress and everything else, then all of a sudden you're not absorbing those nutrients that you need to be absorbing, and especially during this time. So those two, that's how those two kind of work together. When we are exercising, we are increasing our metabolism. And so with that said, we have everything moving around our body, which now enables us to get rid of toxins quicker from our body as opposed to them sitting and harboring in our system. So the exercise piece of it and that circulation piece is incredibly important. But the one thing that I do want to say about exercise is, you know, I was one who used to teach people, listen, you need 3 or 4 times a week, 60 minutes of activity. And what happened was I kind of shortchanged many people. And what would happen is they'd go to the gym, they ran out of time, something came up, and 40 minutes into exercise, they'd be like, I can't, I gotta go to an appointment. And then they'd come to me and say, I only got 40 minutes in, and I'd go, oh man, you need to get those 60. So people stopped exercising because of people like me, because they were like, I can't get 60, so I won't do it. American College of Sports Medicine recently came out and said, no, wait a minute, hold on. You only need 150 to 300 minutes of activity, and it doesn't have to be consecutive. So now throwing in bouts of activity throughout your day is going to have the same effect. So I'm encouraging people, use the stairs, walk further along, try to pick up your pace when you're walking so that you're increasing that circulation throughout the day as opposed to just in one sitting or skipping the sitting because you felt like you didn't have time. So that's a really important aspect as well.
And I think what's really important, especially under especially under the current times, when we're talking about exercising, and what we can do is many people are homebound. They're working from home. They have to stay at home. So it's an opportunity, I think, right now to really kind of think about, you know what, let me create a little home routine. Let me get a floor mat. Let me try to do some planks. Let me kind of see how I strengthen my core body or any kind of thing that you like, or watch an online class, do your yoga class, which you can do perfectly in your living room. So those are, I think, opportunities when we can take on now, and then hopefully soon after this whole virus thing is over, you know, we can even maintain that and kind of, as you say, build this into our daily lives so we don't feel like, oh shit, I didn't go to the gym for 2 or 3 days. Ah, forget it. I won't even go back at all, but kind of keep that daily. And I think what is really important is that consistency, you know, that we're building in, the discipline to do 15, 20, 30 minutes throughout, you know, the day, or, you know, once a day, and then maybe throughout the week, you know?
Absolutely. And, you know, kind of in that same realm, is right now everybody across the world has the opportunity to take classes from the best of the best. All of my fitness friends who have videos, TV shows, you name it, they are all doing free classes via Facebook Live. You actually have an opportunity of taking literally the best classes in the world for free and finding one person that really encourages and motivates you so that you can keep that up. So that, yes, is incredibly important. That's incredibly important to just shoot these small bouts of exercise throughout your day. Before you reach for another cup of coffee, do 10 to 15 minutes of activity, and you'll come to find out that that kind of re-energized you for the next part of your day. And that would be a good way of doing it as well. The other thing I've noticed during this time is, you know, normally it's interesting to me because when I was a kid, we ate at home all the time and we ate out for special occasions. Now the things have reversed. Everybody eats out all the time. They barely eat at home. And I go around teaching, I'm not a chef, but I teach cooking classes. And my cooking class is literally, how do you make quinoa? How do you make a smoothie? How can you saute vegetables? Really the basics, because people don't know. So I think that this is going to be a really great time for people to delve back into the kitchen, which is going to make them healthier no matter how you look at it. So really getting into the kitchen and learning how to cook. And again, there's tons of videos out there. There's tons of recipes. I have a ton of really simple recipes on my website that is all about nutritionally dense foods. And that's an important aspect as well.
Great. And that's, I guess, also where your books can tie in to give her some helpful tips to stay healthy and tie in healthy nutrition, right? And again, like, it was an interesting discussion. Again, there are lots of good information that you guys should take to heart and really implement into your lives right now. Adita, so again, people can reach you at aditalang.com, correct? And then same on social media with Adita Lang, right?
Absolutely, yes.
All right. Any closing thoughts for us today?
Well, I just wanted to say one more piece, because when we talked about the four pillars, we did miss the sleep part a little bit. So, and the happiness piece. So sleep is imperative, because that's where your body recovers. And one thing I've been noticing with clients, and especially with the schedules that we are holding today, being at home, people are getting a little bit more sleep. And so I want you to really think about using your sleep as your recovery, because it is so important. Ideally, you want to wake up ready to get up. You don't want to wake up going, oh, I have to hit the snooze button 12 times. They say that hitting the snooze button just twice can actually inhibit your mental clarity for up to 4 hours in the morning. So it's really important that we do get that quality sleep. And again, it's a recovery system for us. It's both mental and physical recovery. In addition to that, the whole happiness piece is really important as well. And during these times, when you're closed in, if you could reach out to friends and, you know, have a giggle or have a cup of tea with a friend via video chat, these are the things you want to do, because we've got to laugh. When we laugh, we kick on the endorphins. The endorphins help relieve stress, right? Then we digest our foods better. Then that means we're absorbing our vitamins and minerals better. And so it all has a real positive effect. So, you know, again, yes, everyone can reach me on social media and everything at Adita Lang, and I'm available for questions if anybody has any.
Awesome. Thank you so much for this wonderful discussion. Lots of great and useful tips today. So let's stay healthy, implement some of these powerful and beneficial tools, and all the best to you, Adita. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.